It's time to get your life back on track. Do you feel that sometimes your life needs some figuring out? Well, let's figure it out together. Join your host, Tamaron, for an hour of simple and basic tips to help you live a more meaningful life in every aspect, from basic health to deep relationships and life direction. Now, here's your host, Tamaron.
Welcome to this fun-filled interactive hour with me, Tamaron. Today on my show, I would like to encourage my listeners to put all their stressful thoughts and ideas aside and sit back and enjoy. Life is filled with endless lists of things to do, and we get so caught up in the pace of it all that sometimes we forget to just let it all go and remind ourselves of what really matters the most. Things like, who do we want to spend our time with? What do we want to spend our time doing? And how can we make that time more honorable and pleasurable? Those are the questions I ask myself a lot. And so in my crazy busy life, I've had to remember to take time out, smell the roses more, and be more conscious of what I choose to do and what is best for my overall state of being, which is my health. And to me, that means mental, physical, spiritual, and emotional health, which is my favorite topic. So I'm asking you to take a one-hour break from it all and let your mind be filled with ways to implement crazy fun ideas, better life-enhancing tools, tips and techniques to guide all of us into an overall more intimate, passionate, and enjoyable life by tuning into our bodies organically, using remedies only from nature. It's a win-win for all of us. And most importantly, I'll be sharing my personal life stories and bringing on co-hosts and interviewing amazing guests who are also willing to pass down their stories of life challenges and triumphs so you are able to gain clarity and feel more compassion towards yourself and others. I love my life, and I even love my work more. So listen up, because when you hang with me, Tamaron, your life will change, and always for the better. If you'd like to call in, the number is always toll-free at 1-866-472-5792. Or if you'd like to send me an email, please do so at tamaron@figureitoutlive.com, or hit the email's host button on my page here on Voice America Health and Wellness Channel on Let's Figure It Out. And that email actually comes directly to me, does not go to the radio station. So I just want to share with you today, I don't have a guest, but I've actually put it out there to some friends and to some people who've actually experienced the power of meditation. That is the topic that I'm going to be talking about today. And it seems to be coming up so much in my own personal life right now. And with everything going on, with all the talk about 12-12-12 and 21st December coming up next week, there's a lot of energy moving through people right now. A lot of people aren't understanding it. And I keep telling people, like, learn to slow down. I'm having to do more meditation myself personally right now. So I really want to focus on the power of meditation. And I'm gonna talk about some questions. What are the things people need to understand? I'm not gonna go into in depth. I'm not promoting a very any specific form of meditation that anybody specifically does. But I just want to give a guideline for some of the people who actually have questions, because these are where I guide people when they have questions for me when they come into my retail store here in Ontario, Canada. I try to encourage as many people to come in and listen on the show because I have very specific topics. So I'm going to start with my own personal story a little bit here. And I had a very stressful time in my life around 1999 where I actually had an emotional breakdown. And I didn't realize it at the time. I was just walking around in a daze thinking that, you know, that I could handle the stresses that were going on in my life. And I, all of a sudden, I just started crying all the time, and I couldn't figure out why I was crying. I thought that it was because of some of the issues that had happened in my life and that I was grieving. And that was a small piece of it. But the truth was, it was because I was under so much stress that my emotional body was breaking down. And I had gone to counseling for some help, and the woman had noticed right away that that's exactly what it was that I was dealing with, was that just the stress of my life was just so unbearable that literally I was being forced to stop. So when I see this happening to other people as well, the best thing I can say to people is, if there are a lot of things going on and you just don't, you can't seem to, quote, figure it out, the best thing to do is to really do nothing and to really sit and start listening to yourself and to start sorting out basically what's important and what's not important to you. What do you need to let go of? It could be, what are some of the things you're thinking about that you might perhaps need to change, or do you need to see another viewpoint on something, even if you don't actually know what the answer is? And one of the best ways to do that is to learn how to meditate. And that's actually what happened to me. I didn't realize what was happening, but I had joined a group, and it was to learn how to, I can't remember the ad exactly, but it was something along the lines of, you know, learn a non-touch form of healing. I had no idea what that was. This was 10, 12 years ago, remember, and there wasn't a lot of talk about holistic health, especially in the small town that I lived in, so I didn't know what I signed up for. And believe it or not, the first thing they taught us how to do was to meditate, and I really didn't know what that was. So lo and behold, they sat us down in the morning and they spent a couple of hours with us just teaching us how to breathe properly. And we're going to talk a little bit about that today, how to sit properly, how to try and slow the mind down, and how to really just learn how to listen, to just acknowledge what's going on in the mind and to learn how to slow it down through your breath. And what had actually happened over the span of a couple of months, because I kept this up, just doing it the first time in my life changed everything for me. There was a surge of energy that had gone through my body. I couldn't even explain it to people, but it was the first time I ever had sat down. And during that meditation, I cried and I cried. I was hysterically crying. And to be honest, I thought there was something wrong with me. And so I was so embarrassed that I actually had to get up and go to the bathroom after we had done this 1 hour long meditation, because I just didn't understand. And the truth was, there was just a lot of beautiful energy that was starting to move through my body and it was starting to open up, but I didn't understand what it was. So it was a beautiful experience. So basically I went back into the room and they sat down and explained it. So it really shifted me, and I was unknown to all of this. So it could be for some of the listeners out there who are wanting to understand what meditation actually does. So because I had this experience and it was my first experience, I really wanted to learn more and I wanted to do it more. So I followed with the group and I actually purchased a guided meditation. And this is something I'll talk a little bit later as well. You can do a guided meditation, which means all you're doing is listening to either a CD, or you could be in a group with other people where you're just listening to the person's voice. And just by concentrating on where your mind is going through the other person's voice, it can stop you or prevent you from thinking about the things that are causing the stress in your life. And these guided meditations are very specific to help enhance the mind and to slow down and to bring you into a deeper state of relaxation. So they're very, very specific and very effective. So I personally enjoy that, which means I enjoy being in group meditations. I enjoy listening to meditations. I personally don't do very well with just sitting and thinking. I do it. I generally do that first thing in the morning when I wake up, but I don't do it for a long time. I might do it for 15, 20 minutes, but I find for me what happens is I start actually waking up a little bit too much, and then I start thinking about some of the things that I need to do during the day. So it's not exactly beneficial for me. But if I do use a guided meditation, I find it can slow me down much better. So all I'm encouraging you to do is to listen and trust what feels good for you, because there are many, many different meditations out there, and they're all wonderful. I encourage people to just, you know, it's like a shopping experience. Try this and then try that and see what you like. And you might like a guided meditation. You just like the teacher. You might like their energy. You might like, you know, how they say it. You might even just love somebody's voice. Sometimes it's just their voice that does it to you. So, you know, just by listening that way can change a lot. So that's my own personal story. And what actually happened, I just want to share at the end, was I had actually started meditating. And after about 3 months, a woman approached me locally in town, and she had known what it was that the stresses were in my life, and it was a very intimate personal friendship. And because of the stresses going in my life, you know, it created that intimacy because I did have to share with her for specific reasons in my life. But she was one of the people that had noticed a huge shift in me, and she personally wasn't meditating at that time either. And she asked me what it was that I was doing to make me calmer. And I didn't realize, just because, you know, I was in a very stressful time in my life, and that stress actually had continued for a few years. And this was sort of in the crucial part of it, but she had noticed the difference. And when she asked me what I was doing, I honestly didn't know what to say to her. And I said, well, I don't know why you think that. And so it had me thinking, well, what is it I've done? And I thought, geez, maybe it's because I've been learning how to meditate. And so again, when I realized this and told her it, I thought, geez, there's got to be more to this. So I really started studying a lot more about the power of the mind. And it was a wonderful experience for me during that time in my life. So that's why I encourage a lot of people who aren't used to the power of meditation to at least try it. It's a wonderful thing. And to go on, to continue that story, that woman actually learned how to meditate herself. And she was a really predominant person in the local community. So just knowing that I changed her life as well was really, really powerful. And now I know she's actually actively learning and still seeking information as well in the holistic field of health too. So very cool when stuff like that happens. I just love sharing stories like that. So what I'm going to do is actually take my first break right now. And after the break, I'm going to answer some questions about meditation, hopefully get some callers calling in today as well too, and we can answer their questions. So just to remind you, this is Tamron, and you're listening to Let's Figure It Out on Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. So stay tuned for more about the power of meditation.
Your life, your health, your network. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Are you tired of waking up unhappy and craving a different life? Do you want to make changes and you don't know how or who to turn to? Well, I remember feeling the exact same way. I thought no one would understand me. Yet all I really wanted was some real answers about my life. Finally, I received them. I began to feel confident again. I was seeing my life from a whole new perspective. If you want to learn how I figured it out, join me, Tamron, in my signature program at figureitoutlive.com, and together we can.
Step up to the microphone. View the finalists right now on VoiceAmericaKids.tv. America's next great star is waiting to be discovered. Step Up to the Microphone is an exclusive presentation for VoiceAmerica.tv, where you can see and hear America's next top child star. The program is hosted by Voice America's own Cassie Frazier, and new episodes will be available every week exclusively at VoiceAmericaKids.tv. You can say you saw them at the beginning of their superstar career. Tune in to VoiceAmericaKids.tv.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're tuned in to Let's Figure It Out with your host, Tamron. Want to connect with the show? Please call us at 1-866-472-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to Tamron at figureitoutlive.com. Now, back to the show.
Welcome, this is Tamron, and you're listening to Let's Figure It Out on Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. So today I have no guest, it's just me, and I'm talking about the power of meditation and actually how it changed my life. And I love to share some quotes, so I've got a few good ones for today. This one's by Edgar Cayce, again, someone I really love his work. And it says here, meditation is listening to the divine within. And that is so true for me. I'll quickly share another quick story as well. I remember being at an event one time, and I was having this in-depth conversation with a man, and we were talking about just teachings, you know, wisdom and teachings of the universe, and, you know, how the same messages are predominant through different religions and people's belief systems and stuff. So we're basically talking about the same thing. And I said to him, I said, yeah, well, I totally agree with what you're saying, but to be honest, whenever I'm in a situation where I need to have the answer to something and too many people are around me telling me what to do, I generally retreat to myself. And this is where I believe where we don't realize sometimes that we actually are in a state of meditation as well. So I've always said that, you know, when I needed to know what felt, and I mean the word felt, what felt good for me at that time in my life was to ask myself that question. Does it feel good for me or does it not feel good? It's not whether right or wrong, good or bad. It's just about how do I feel about it? And the most profound things, the most profound changes I've experienced in my life was when a situation and the answer to me felt good. So in other words, the message I'm trying to say here is, you know, you don't need, always need books to find the answer or to listen to somebody else. You know the answer. You always know the answer, but sometimes we just got to remind ourselves to go in there and to listen. So again, that was very powerful. And I think I shocked the guy that day. It was just like, even as a child, you know, I always, you know, would see things and go, that doesn't feel right to me. And then as I grew as an adult, I realized that, you know, that intuition that I had, even as a child, was very, very powerful and correct. So again, we do have it. We just got to remind ourselves to connect with it. And speaking of connection, if you do feel connected with me, I want to remind you all, I'm always willing to offer private consultations that can help you if you are struggling with any type of stress or anything in your life that's coming up. We can do things over the phone. We can do Skype. We can arrange something for you guys because I know a lot of my listeners aren't necessarily close to me. So you can always email me, like I say, through the host button on the page here, Voice America, or Tamron@letsfigureitout.com. So always a great way to connect with me. And I still have a gift to offer people. So you can listen up to the end of the show. You have an opportunity to win to be in my 28-day program, which will be launching mid-January at this point. So if you stay tuned to the end of the show, I can tell you how to find out the details to be in that program. And that program is a 28-day program that you're connected with me, and it's the value of $1,400 Canadian. So great deal if you guys win. And somebody wins every month that we offer that program. So when people ask me, what is meditation? It really is, it's difficult to explain to people. So what I've done is I've gone online and I've picked out some really common questions that people tend to ask, and they've sort of defined it a little bit here. So that's actually what I'm going to read. And I've gotten these small different sites too. So, I just want to read this here because this was a very general guideline for people. The basic idea is associated with why people meditate is during our day, we're constantly subjected to sensory input and our minds are always active in the process of thinking. So when we read the newspaper or we study books or whatever, we engage in a conversation, these normal activities are in a mental commentary, sort of like an inner drama. And usually people aren't fully aware of all the mental thought activity that we're constantly engaged in. So meditation allows this activity to settle down and often results in the mind becoming more peaceful, calm, and focused. In essence, the meditation allows the awareness to become rejuvenated. So it can be considered a technique or a practice that usually involves concentrating on an object, such as a flower, a candle, a sound, or a word, or just your breath. So over time, the number of random thoughts occurring diminishes. More importantly, your attachment to these thoughts and your identification with them progressively becomes less. The meditator may get caught up in a thought pattern, but once he or she becomes aware of this, the attention is gently brought back to the object of concentration. So meditation can also be objectless, for example, consisting of just sitting. And that's what I talked about earlier on. So that's not something that is too effective for me because my mind is always going. So I find that very difficult, and I do prefer the guided meditation. So experiencing responses during the meditation probably will vary significantly from one individual to another, or at least different techniques are involved. Relaxation, increased awareness, mental focus, and clarity, and a sense of peace are the most common byproducts of meditation. While much has been written about the benefits of meditation, the best attitude is not to have any expectations when practicing. So having a sense of expectation results in likely to create the unnecessary strain in the practice. Again, so you're going to be focusing on what you're thinking about instead of allowing it just to happen. And from people that I know in my own personal life, and for me, exactly like I said in the beginning of the show here today, it was that experience that I had that was so powerful because I didn't even know what I was doing. So I guess I really lucked out there. I really didn't know about meditation at that time. So because it was unknown to me, that experience was beautiful. So and meditation does involve becoming more aware and more sensitive to what's within you. So sometimes you're facing unpleasant parts of yourself might be part of the meditation. So regardless of the experience, the meditator should try to be aware of the experience and any attachment to it. Failure to experience silence or peace of mind, mental clarity, or the bliss, or the promoted benefit of meditation is not in itself a sign of incorrect practice, or that one can't concentrate properly or concentrate enough to be good at meditation. Whether one experiences peace or bliss is not what is important. What is generally considered important in meditation is that one is regular with their meditation every day, and that one makes a reasonable effort but not strain to remain with the object of concentration during the practice. With regular practice, one inevitably requires an increased understanding of and a proficiency with a particular meditation technique. Okay, so I briefly want to say this as well, and it sounds like we have a caller, so I'm just going to put the caller on in a minute. So I just want to share this with myself as well. Even though I meditate regularly, that doesn't mean that every time I meditate, I get the same experience. So just know that I don't know a lot of people share this or not, but every time you meditate can be completely different. And sometimes it can be very, very powerful. A lot of people who are around me are very clairvoyant. They pick up a lot of energy. And I've actually had people comment on my energy on the days where I did have a very powerful experience, because you feel it within yourself. You feel so calm. There's just a sense you can't even explain, and people do notice that. And then there are days where I don't have such a great experience. So it sounds like we have a caller, and her name is Susan. So can we bring Susan on the line?
Hi, Tamron.
Oh, hi, Susan. How are you?
Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Oh, good stuff. Well, I'm glad you finally called in. Have you had a meditation experience, or do you have a question for us today?
I have a question. I hear a lot of good things from a lot of people that I know, but my problem is I'm such a worry. I'm constantly thinking of things. I just can't shut my mind off. I try to try the breathing technique and everything, but nothing seems to shut off my mind. My mind just keeps going. So what do you suggest I start off with?
Okay, you sound like me when I first started, to be honest. And what I had to do was I literally had to, A, find a place in my house where there was nobody.
I don't have
and
that.
I know. And that could be part of it. Because to be honest, for a first time, when you're first learning, it can be weird for people. There could be people around you that think, oh God, what's she doing now? Or what weird thing is she doing? And a lot of times people, you know, were saying that to me too, but when people did start to see the result, they were like, wow, they wanted to learn, just like in my experience I was saying at the beginning there, that people did start to notice.
Yeah.
So that can be a big, big factor. And like I say, when you're starting, and we're going to talk about, I'm going to hopefully get into this later in the show, is when you're first starting to learn how to meditate, don't try and do it for too long. So just maybe try for 10 minutes and then work yourself up to maybe 12 minutes and then 15 minutes. And then the more you do it and the more effective you become at it, you'll actually be able to meditate when you're at work or when you're talking to someone or whatever. You'll actually have been able to train your mind so that even if you're talking to someone and say someone is stressing you out or something, mm-hmm. You'll be able to put your mind in that state of meditation as well. So it's really interesting once we learn how to do that. where we can go with it. So for someone who's just starting out, if you're finding, you know, you really can't slow down and do the breathing technique, there's one really fast way I'll share with you. And then if you find that doesn't work, mm-hmm. what I would suggest doing is to buy a guided meditation.
Well, my question to you is, like, because, like I've said, my house is so noisy, is it better for me to get, say, some kind of music that I could put headphones on and that somehow will drain out everything else?
Yeah, that's what I mean. So do a guided meditation.
Okay.
So do something where you're not going to hear the impact of what's going on around you. You're really going to be focusing on that person's voice. And at the same time, you might find that even when you're trying to do that and you're trying to listen to a guided meditation, you might find that you're hearing too many other things. So don't panic if that's happening. Just keep going back to the music or the person's voice. And eventually you're going to find that you're going to be able to do it longer and longer. Just don't stop doing it is what I'm trying to say.
Okay. So how often should I try doing it?
I would start, if you're finding it, I would start at 10 minutes a day. Just, you know, even if that's a month for you, I don't care. That 10 minutes might even change your life.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It'll teach you how to calm down.
Yeah.
So yeah, and then you'll know when you're ready for more. But the one quick one I was going to share with you was that this one was really cool. And I think I kind of got the idea from Wayne Dyer. He's very famous. He did something different. But if you can start learning how to count, like to go one, and then try not to think of anything, and then go two. So like take a second in between, mm-hmm. and then go to three. But if you find yourself listening to something, you got to go all, if you hear a thought, you go all the way back to number one.
Okay.
And then you start again. And then you're going to notice that you can get all the way up to 5 or 10 without thinking. Then you know you're really learning how to control your mind better.
I've heard something like that, but counting backwards, so that you have to stay focused on the numbers.
Yeah, but the thing is, you will start thinking, I guarantee it.
Oh.
So this way, if you're going up, it's easier to go up and then to know that, oh God, I got to 10.
Mm-hmm.
Because you really still don't want to be thinking even about the number.
Right.
Okay. Yeah.
Sounds good.
Yeah, so good luck with that. And thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
Did I answer your question?
Yes, you did.
Great.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, so that's great. So there we go. We have someone who really wants to learn how to meditate. So that's exactly what I did. You know, I listened to a guided meditation, or I've tried the counting one. So again, it's not something that's too fancy or something that's going to cost you guys a lot of money. So it's break time again. I'd like to take a quick break, and it looks like we have another caller. So I'm going to take that other caller after the break as well and see if they have a good question for me as well, or maybe an experience. So just to remind you all, this is Tamron, and you're listening to Let's Figure It Out on Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. So stay tuned for more.
A fresh look at today's health. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Are you tired of waking up unhappy and craving a different life? Do you want to make changes and you don't know how or who to turn to? Well, I remember feeling the exact same way. I thought no one would understand me. Yet all I really wanted was some real answers about my life. Finally, I received them. I began to feel confident again. I was seeing my life from a whole new perspective. If you want to learn how I figured it out, join me, Tamron, in my signature program at figureitoutlive.com, and together we can.
Could you be living with imbalances and not even know it? Tune in to Hormonal Happy Hour with Dr. Angela DeRosa. Hormone imbalances can be the root cause of several common issues, including weight problems, heart disease, decreased mental function, and even impotence or other problems in the bedroom. Whether you're a teen or in your golden years, there's a lot to take from one episode of Hormonal Happy Hour. Stop by every Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're tuned in to Let's Figure It Out with your host, Tamron. Want to connect with the show? Please call us at 1-866-472-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to Tamaron@figureitoutlive.com. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back. This is Tamaron. You're listening to Let's Figure It Out on Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. So today we are talking about the power of meditation. So earlier on the show today, I talked a little bit about my own experience, how profound it was for me, not even knowing what meditation was at that time in my life or what was going to happen. And it was so powerful. I really wanted to learn more about it. And I really dived into, you know, the power of the mind and holistic work and stuff like that. It really, really did change my life when I was having an emotional breakdown. So it was wonderful for me, and I love hearing other people's stories, and I love to share quotes. So we do have another caller. She's actually going to share an experience. So before we bring her on, I just want to share a quick quote, and it's by a lady by the name of Diana Robinson. And the quote says, "Prayer is when you talk to God. And meditation is when you listen to God." So I thought that was a really nice quote to share today. So Antigua, we have you on the line. Hello. Thank you for calling in.
Hello, Tamaron. It's so nice to hear your voice again. And thank you for, you know, just sharing all of this and sharing what meditation is and how much it gives and offers to our life. For me, meditation has been a cornerstone for prayer and for health, and I don't know what my days, well, I do know what my days would be without it. They'd be hectic and crazy, the days that I do not take even that 10 minutes like you just said, and to just stop, breathe, pray, and then meditate and listen, are just much more stressful days. They don't flow. They do not flow.
Exactly. And right now it's crazy.
Absolutely.
You know, so can you share with our listeners what happened to you then? It sounds like you know, and you've been on my show a while ago, and I know what your work is all about. And so you must have a story in there about how it changed your life. I know that. I can feel it.
I do. I could tell many, many stories how meditation has changed my life, led me to take responsibility and change my life, and given me the power and the strength to just let things go that were no longer serving me. However, I have something so important to say that happened yesterday, actually, during meditation. Like you said, you know, prayer is where we're petitioning to God, and meditation is where we're listening to God. And there's times in our life where God can tell us something over and over and over again, and we just don't quite listen. We rationalize, we reason what we're hearing away because of the impossibility or improbability of it coming into fruition in our life. So yesterday, a total miracle happened. I have been in practice where just to surrender to God, to let my own expectations and wants and desires go, praying for that strength and that grace to be in my life, and that's been my prayer. And then sitting and listening, and as I was in that listening space, face down on the floor yesterday, 12-12-12, I was just asking God, you know, just use me, Lord. Just use me, Lord. I'm totally your vessel. Just use me, Lord, and give me clarity on how you want me to be used. And as we were doing this, I sat up, and I sing these songs totally from my heart. Holy Spirit through me. Many, many days, most days after my meditation, just as a way of worship. And I sang, and then I came over to my computer, and I found it running and recording. And a friend on the line saying, "Are you there, Antigua? Is that you? Are you there?" And not only did my Skype answer and this man, whom I do not have a Skype answering machine, pick up the phone and say, "Leave a message to my friend," she hung up and it didn't hang up. And my recording device that has to be pressed to record started to record the conversation all like at once. And the conversation was really just me singing in my meditation space this song that I'm now calling God's Prayer 12-12-12. Now, I've sang for a long time, and I've been told that I should sing for a long time, but I'm not a musician. I haven't found the means or the drive to to teach or to learn about that like I have the body and the mind and the spirit and prayer and worship. And that's why I teach at fithappychristians.com. But this just came through. Like, God's call was so real. And if, and even though I hadn't listened in the past, like, He'll continue as you continue to surrender and pray to Him in this worshiping manner of meditation. He'll continue to press on you harder and harder and harder what He wants so He can guide you into that life of ease and effortlessness. So I've posted that share for everybody to download, that song and God's prayer for 12-12-12 and this miracle that really happened, just to like show a yes to God and to this prayer and what the miracles I've gotten from meditation, and to honor that I will follow. And you can get that at fithappychristians.com blog. I blogged it.
Is there a Facebook too? I'm dying to hear this. This sounds so cool.
Yeah, it's on my Facebook page. So any of my Facebook pages, if you're my friend, Antika Libby, or Fit Happy Christians, you can like the page and you can hear it there. Or Hugs Talk with Antika. It's a show, as you know, you've been on, that
yep.
I do weekly. If I post it everywhere. I'm like, I have to post this before God says not to, or not before God says not to, but before I say, you know, oh, it was just a fluke or something. Like, I have to listen and act now and not make up all the excuses that I've made up why I can't sing.
Yeah, I hear you. And I'm going to share on that note. I've always been told, too, that I should write. And I'm going to write. And when people would tell me that, I was literally in a place at that time saying, well, what would I have to write about? What story do I have to share? And, you know, it was a self-worth thing at that time where, you know, I didn't feel I had a voice. I had nothing to say. And to be honest, I started writing this summer because a lady was in my store. And again, I attract really interesting people. And she was in my store and we suggested she go to a restaurant type of thing. And she looked at me and she goes, I'm not leaving the store. She goes, I have a message from God for you. And she goes, I hope I don't sound weird. She goes, but I can't leave. And I said, well, what is it? And she said, you need to start writing today. And I looked at her and I went, really? And I said, well, I've been thinking about it. And I was going to get a ghostwriter. She looked at me and she said, no, you do not need a ghostwriter. She goes, your humor is what makes the stories. And she goes, it's the way you tell your stories. It's how you can take something so dark and create humor so people learn the lessons. She goes, I don't want you to use a ghostwriter. She goes, just sit down and start writing. That woman inspired me to start writing. And that's what I've been doing. Not today, but some days I actually share some of the chapters of my book. And that's what I'm doing. I've been writing the stories about my life. And, once I got into that place of understanding that I do have something to say, that I am worthy of that, it just totally switched everything for me. So now I'm like, wow, I have tons of stories. And people come in and they say, you always have the best stories to tell. Like every day I could come in here and it'd be a story. And it is. It's so fascinating.
We're so funny. I agree.
Isn't it wild? And you've probably got lots to sing about.
I just sing totally from my heart in this space. I sing totally from my heart, and I've kind of just been like, oh, that's just something I do. And like you, I wrote about it in my blog today. I was like, over the past year, I've been told just sing. You're just supposed to sing. And people that I don't know and spiritual teachers that I have huge respect for that I don't know me were like, you need to sing, just like you. God's telling me you need to sing. Do you sing? And I was like, yeah, I have a jazz CD, ha, 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 but no, I don't play an instrument. You know, all the excuses, the rationalization, we reason it away. And it's just time for that to stop, everybody. Go into your meditation, go into your prayer, and then follow. Right.
Yeah, exactly. And it's true. It's the not thinking part that people need to understand. It's like when you can practice getting into that place of not thinking about anything, you will hear things. You are guided. And for me, sometimes it's been profound. It's been like, you know, I've been guided to just go do something or go somewhere. And then you meet someone who's profound and, you know, it's just incredible. And many of us are just living lives.
Way. Yeah. We get in our own way. own way so often, and meditation teaches you how to get out of your own way.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
Divine guidance can come through.
Yeah, and we always have our own answers.
And so often we're wrong.
Yeah. Well, I find I'm wrong when I'm busy listening to other people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I get, it's when I get scared I'm wrong. That if, I don't want to say I'm wrong, but it feels wrong, you know? So I always just sort of, you know, go into that thought. And if someone shares something with me and I bring it into my body, and if it feels good, that's the only word I want to say. If it feels good, if it resonates, if it makes my physical body feel good, then I know it's right for me. If it's creating a scariness or tension or whatever, or headache or whatever, then I don't trust it. I leave it alone.
Yeah.
So it's quite interesting.
Meditation is so powerful that way. It's such a gift.
Exactly.
And so 10 minutes a day, like you said just a minute ago, 10 minutes a day can change your entire life. And there's people with guided meditations, like you were saying before, and you know, shamelessly plug myself, but I I have a whole course on really releasing the mind and the beliefs and the vows and everything, and learning how to go into this contemplation, into this state, beyond prayer and petition, to just sit with God, called the Joy Club. And you can, yourjoyclub.com is a great place to just check that out and hear more about that if anybody is interested.
Absolutely. So that's yourjoyclub.com. And how long are your programs?
You know, it's about 10 minutes a day for 5 days. And then, there's just a support group.
Oh, and that's great, because that's what people need, because that's where the questions are. And if you provide that space, that, for me personally, anytime I've been in any type of support group, has been very, very powerful, because I realize I'm not alone. I got the same questions as everybody else.
Yeah. And it's ongoing. And the first part of it is just kind of getting out of your own way, you know, learning how to do that and different techniques, because there's so many gifts that we have as humanity that have taught us, especially in this day and age, how to just cut those binds, those cords, those strongholds, those beliefs that don't serve us, so we don't have to rationalize our way through them, and then step outside of them to get to that deep place that you're talking about of meditation.
Yeah, yeah. And you can do it anytime, really.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Well, Antika, it looks like break time. I want to say thank you again for calling in. I love it when people share. And that was a really cool story.
Oh, thank you. If anybody wants to hear it, fithappychristians.com. Just click on the blog and it's there. Or you can Facebook.com/fithappychristians, and it's on that page too.
Yay.
And enjoy the song. You can download it. It's free.
Thanks, Antika.
Learn more. Live better. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Are you tired of waking up unhappy and craving a different life? Do you want to make changes and you don't know how or who to turn to? Well, I remember feeling the exact same way. I thought no one would understand me. Yet all I really wanted was some real answers about my life. Finally, I received them. I began to feel confident again. I was seeing my life from a whole new perspective. If you want to learn how I figured it out, join me, Tamron, in my signature program at figureitoutlive.com, and together we can.
Cancer is not something to be taken lightly. But instead of being talked at by doctors, medical providers, and others, wouldn't it be nice to hear from a host who has worked at the Cancer Coalface for 38 years as a caregiver, supporter for 14,000 patients, and who has had the experience of having a life-threatening condition herself? You will hear the stories of survivors and other people who work in breakthrough cancer medicine. Navigating the Cancer Maze with host Grace Galler. We'll help you with the facts, planning, and grief experienced with different forms and stages of cancer. Listen every Friday at 12 noon U.S. Pacific Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're tuned in to Let's Figure It Out with your host, Tamaran. Want to connect with the show? Please call us at 1-866-472-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to Tamaran at figureitoutlive.com. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back. You're listening to Tamaran on Let's Figure It Out on Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. So today we are talking about the power of meditation and how it can make an impact in your life. So I'm sharing a few quotes today, and it says, I'm going to share my last one on this last break here. It says, some people think that meditation takes time away from physical accomplishments. Taken to extremes, of course, that's true. Most people, however, find that meditation creates more time than it takes. And that's by Peter McWilliams. All right. So I'm hearing a lot of noise in the background here. So I just want to let these guys know. I don't know if that's coming through on the show or not. So I want to say thank you again to some of the people that have been on the show and called in. Okay. So we do have a few more questions that people ask me about meditation. I want to close the show a little bit about that. And it says here, you know, what is the best time to meditate? And basically, meditation is beneficial at any time. Most people who meditate agree that early morning is the best time for them. Part of the reason is that it is said that in early morning, the hustle and bustle of the world has not yet begun in it, so it is easier to establish a meditative atmosphere. Having an early morning meditation also lets us carry some of the energy and peace of the meditation into our daily activities. Many people also meditate either before dinner or later in the evening. Others also meditate at noon. A short meditation at these times allows one to throw off some of the accumulated stress of the workday and become rejuvenated for further activity. An important consideration is when your schedule will allow you to meditate. Having a time of day set aside for meditation helps in maintaining regularity. And that's really what I was talking about with our first caller, Susan, who called in, and I said, you know, she's willing to learn. And I said to her, I was in the same boat. So once I learned how to do it, I didn't actually have to go running into a private room to learn how to slow my mind again. Once I practiced and I learned how to do it, like, you got to trust your own instinct in your own body, you will get to that point where you'll know how to calm your mind down. And so if you're finding that you're having a stressful day, or if a stressful situation comes up, you can just literally take your mind and you can zone out. And so when you're still involved in all that stress, you can put yourself in a different place. So hopefully I've described that in a way that makes sense for people. It might sound weird, but you will learn how to do it. I just trust me on that one. And that way you're going to find you're not getting the ups and downs throughout your day. And another question people ask a lot too is, should I meditate with my eyes open or with my eyes closed? And different traditions give different answers. So closing your eyes may contribute to drowsiness, and it may be sleepy. If that's the case for you, then try to open them up a little bit. Opening your eyes might be distracting. So if that's the case, try closing your eyes or focusing or gazing on a blank wall, or gaze, you know, keep your eyes open, partially open, and just gaze down at the carpet or the floor in front of you, and don't move your eyes around. Okay. So you're going to find what works really best for you. What are some of the physiological effects of meditation? Well, to be honest, some of the most common effects of it are reduced blood pressure. That's usually number one. Lower pulse rate, decreased metabolic rate, and changes in the concentration of serum levels of various substances. So really, really powerful for people. Again, not everybody wants to choose medication. Some people prefer to actually try to use holistic methods. And this is what I'm teaching you guys is, you know, just learn how to tune into your body just a little bit more. It can be very, very powerful. So another big question is, and I used to get this myself, so I want to answer this question today, is what happens when you experience physical pain in your body? Like when you're even trying to sit there, like sometimes even after 5 minutes, you're getting pain in your legs or you're getting cramping. So what should you do? And it says the point of practicing meditation is to develop the mindfulness. So the object of meditation isn't all that important, although the breath is a good object since it's always available, simple, and peaceful. But if it's difficult for any reason or something like pain comes up, then focusing on that is possible too. The practice of walking meditation, or which means paying attention to the sensations at the feet as you walk from one point to another and then back again, is also very good and could be mixed in with a sitting meditation over a period of an hour. So if you're experiencing sensations which are itching, aches, pains that arise in your body, sometimes the cause is not just the uncomfortable posture. Make sure that your posture is comfortable under normal circumstances. Other times the cause is that the sensations in the body are more noticeable in meditation. So the body and mind are calmer and you're able to notice more details in your bodily experience. So it is often interesting to simply observe these sensations in your body, to use them as the objects of your meditation. So sometimes these sensations just go away without you having to move or change your posture. And remember that the quiet body contributes to a quiet mind. And I kind of want to close a little bit on that because we are getting close to the end of the show. And I've had some different people on my show. And I love one quote that a guest had on here. And she is studying some Eastern philosophy. And she has a really simple saying. And it says, inside, outside, same. And that's so powerful. And it stuck with me for the last 6 months since I heard that, because that is true as to what happened with me. So once I learned how to calm my mind and to like bring myself into a deeper state, I started living a different life. I started making choices differently when I really tuned into what I could hear, my own wisdom. And so I was calmer in myself as a person. In other words, I felt confident with who I was and understanding the things about me. So in other words, that doesn't mean to say that I don't get angry or I don't have negative thoughts or anything like that, but just honoring that, that might come up, which is what we talked about in the beginning of the show, that if that's what comes up for you, if those emotions are coming up while you're trying to meditate, don't worry about it. Just acknowledge it, because if you have something that comes up, then you have the power to change it or to do something about it. So as long as you learn to know who you are and what you're going through, this is the power of it. This is the enlightenment. This is the knowing. So in other words, it's just knowing who you are. So that was really powerful for me when I did learn that. So yes, it seems like it's about that time, and I always promise that I want to share with you guys how you can win to be in my program. So I will share with you guys. And basically, I want to know if you've learned anything by listening today. And are you understanding your body from a different perspective? Does this make more sense to you? Did we empower you? And would you like to learn more? If so, then I want to hear from you, because I have an amazing free gift that I'm willing to give out to one lucky person every month. But you have to click on the email host button on my host page with Voice America. Let's figure it out. You must send me an email through this site, and I will collect all the names from your emails and place them in a big lucky bowl. I want to know what you learned about yourself after the specific topic that we discussed today. You have to explain the theme of the show and what was your aha or your takeaway moment. Be specific, and everyone who enters has a chance every month to win to be in my signature program called the Elixir of Life. It's a 28-day personal transformation program, an intimacy program where you're connected with me through weekly support calls, free nutrition tips, loads of simple yet delicious recipes, a free journal, and my signature remedy called the Elixir of Life, which helps to reduce anxiety and keeps you very grounded. It's a value of $1,400 Canadian. So if you want to know more or connect with me personally, do it now, because this is your chance, and I'm very excited to be offering this because it is my way of giving back.
Thank you again for listening to Let's Figure It Out. Please join Tamarun again next Thursday at 12 noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Let's figure it out together again.